League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Hey, if you've suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-CALL-NOW. That's 713-CALL-NOW. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Good Monday morning, everybody. John and Lance along with Dell for the next 3 hours here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. We got What Did You Learn This Weekend in One Sentence along the way. That's in about 45 minutes. In an hour and a half, we got Ship Talk, where Dell, I'm sure, has got some good stuff, some really good stuff from this weekend, because there was a lot of ship talking.
He told me that this is one of his best weeks he's ever had.
Dell said that?
Yeah.
What, last week?
He texted
week?
That last night. He goes, I can't wait for tomorrow.
Oh, that this is going
to
be.
I want you to tell me if this sounds like something Dell would say.
Yeah.
He said, I can't wait for tomorrow's show. It can't come fast enough. I've got some great stuff. This is going to be a fun time, guys.
Yeah. No. I can't wait to see you guys again because, absolutely. I can
see
that.
Sounds like something you said.
I'm kind of bummed. I wasn't on it. I'm usually on that whenever he's happy. He usually texts us all. But unfortunately, I wasn't on that one. You two might have a tighter relationship.
We've got a couple different text strings, me, him, and some of his friends.
Some of his friends? I'm pretty sure that's... That's the dumbest thing you just said. Some of his friends, okay. There's a lot of stuff to talk about. Which one you want first? The Cougs. That was a hell of a comeback and a hell of a game against Baylor to finish up the season. Not that they needed it; they'd still be a number one seed.
But you don't want to lose that going into a tournament.
No. I mean. Man, it's gonna be a tough tournament. I'll tell you what. And even if they don't, they're still. Even if they don't now, if they go out in the first round, there's a question whether or not they'd be. They're a number one seed.
Well, they'd be a two seed if they got in the first round, but they're not going out in the first round.
Right. They're not going out.
They probably. Well, you know, I don't know. It depends on what happens.
Right.
But they open themselves up to be a two seed. I think they're a one seed as long as they get to the finals. But I don't know. You know, you just never know. They lost a couple years back, and they've slipped out of the one seed, and we thought they were going to stay there too. So you just
– Well, you never know. And here's the thing. Auburn loses to A&M, and then Auburn loses at home to Alabama.
Uh-huh.
I mean, so, you know, that number one seed overall is probably Duke's. But did you see the stat? I got a stat here that is just ridiculous. That in the SEC – They have played. I've got to find it. Okay, so we had. I'll find that one. I don't want to say it. I don't want to mistalk before. We've got the Rockets winning big and just crushing.
But
and the threesome.
But you don't mention Amen Thompson.
Yeah, I know
that's not a great look.
That's a horrible thing. So the threesome of Adams, Shangun, and Jabari is really it's an ass kicker.
Did you hear what Ryan Hollins called it the other day? Monstars. Like from, and I thought, that's a great,
that's a great term.
He goes, we got Monstars in there. And it really is. Like,
that's really good.
That's a really big lineup.
Yeah.
Now he's got triple bigs.
Which is, it's almost better than the Terror Twins when that was going on.
Nothing's better than Terror Twins.
So I don't know. I'm torn on this one. But Ime's not supposed to love stats. Not supposed to care about that crap. It's all about the team. And, you know.
Felt like he was trying to get a triple-double.
Well, he was trying to get him a triple-double.
Yeah.
He's trying to get him a triple-double, and look what happens.
That's just part of basketball. Like, there's nothing you can do. I've heard people were upset at Ime. I didn't see it online, but I heard it. And it's just like, dude, That happens. You guys would have celebrated a triple-double. What, you would have been against a triple-double? No, if you would have a triple-double, you would have celebrated. It's just part of basketball. It's just stuff happens like that. That's not on Ime. I've seen where Kyrie people in Dallas are mad because Kyrie, his workload has caused him to have an injury. And Kyrie came out and said, no, it's because I got pushed at an awkward angle. That's what caused me to have an injury. Well, I'm fine playing 38 minutes a game. I'm okay.
I don't know about playing in a 146 to 117 game.
You're talking about Ahmed.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's just like that could happen at any time.
It could happen at any time, but it happened at a time when he should have been on the bench.
Well, we don't know what. Well, we're going to find out more today.
Yeah. Well, I think it's they're talking about 2 weeks.
Yeah. The MRI was yesterday.
Right? Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
2 weeks.
So, okay. That's fine.
Yeah. That's so,
fine. I mean, he and LeBron both got injured at the same time, basically. And LeBron, they were saying, this could be really bad. It's going to be like a week, week and a half. 2 weeks is way better than it could have been. Because when I had a similar injury, it was over two months.
Oh, here we go.
It was over 2 months.
So, when he had a similar ankle injury.
Now, he did not have the stress on his ankle that I did on mine.
Yeah. Amen.
Or I rolled my
because
he rolled his out. He's pronated versus whatever that is.
Connated.
Yeah,
con-nated. Pro versus con.
Probably.
Right. There's something. It didn't irk you even a little bit that he was in there at that time.
No, I mean, your initial.
We always
thing
say,
is,
man, what are you doing in the game?
Your initial thing is that, yeah, but then I just take a step back and say, look. That's a basketball. I mean, I get it, but at the same time,
the other thing is it's garbage time with a lot of guys that aren't NBA, that aren't, you know, shouldn't be on the floor. What's are that? On the floor,
you're
and
not
stuff
getting
happens.
Run at the YMCA with a bunch of scrubs.
Well, no, but they're guys that don't play. They're guys that don't play.
Yeah, but
especially
just,
New Orleans, as bad as they are.
Fine, not
well, they play more than most because they're in a lot of blowouts.
Well, they got a lot of scrubs right.
Yeah,
now.
Right.
But they, I mean, look, he's going to be back. Had it been out for the year, I mean, I get it. He's just going to get a rest now.
Yeah. Well,
he's been playing a lot of minutes. He's just getting a rest.
Yeah, I know. But those guys are playing hard because they never get in games. So you never know when they're going to hurt somebody because they're playing so hard because they never.
You really make it sound like these are the scrubs that you're playing against at the YMCA. You're like, oh, my God.
Listen,
I don't want this guy. This guy's too dangerous when he guards me.
Listen, if you're a guy on New Orleans that's at the end of the bench, you are one step out of the NBA.
Yeah,
because it's the worst team, and you're on the when you don't play. So yeah, I mean you're one step away. So you're trying your damnedest to.
Well, you know what this means more of, and this is a good thing. It's more Reed Shepard, and Israel can watch more Reed Shepard, and maybe change his opinion on young.
See, Reed. I didn't want to see Amen though. I don't want to see Amen down. I don't want to see
Amen's
him. Now an ankle. He'll
Amen's down, just going to rest and relax. Yep. And I my guess is he heals like a superhero.
Yeah, probably.
Do you know, I didn't know this, I don't know how I came across, I guess when I was searching for Amen information yesterday, do you know what his, I guess, middle name is?
Amen's middle name?
Yeah.
No.
Have you seen Amen's actual name?
No.
Hold on, let me pull it up for you.
Is it like Kiami Fairbairns?
No.
No?
I mean, in a way.
Is it?
Here's Amen's name. It's Amez. XLNC, excellency. It's Amiz XLNC. It's the big, it's capital letters XLNC, Amen Thompson. So it's Amiz Excellency
Thompson.
Nickname is Amen.
That's his nickname.
This is his name.
Amiz.
Have you ever seen that?
Excellency.
I had
no.
never seen that before.
No. Are you sure you're not on
How could I have...
Centel basketball?
No, this is just Wikipedia.
Okay.
It's just standard Wikipedia.
Yeah.
And somehow I didn't name my kid Excellency.
Excellency. You should have. Yeah. Excellency is a pretty cool name. All right.
XLNC.
It's better than a lot of Elon's kids.
His mom was hanging on to, actually reminded me of an Elon kid. Like, but he's got little symbols that I don't recognize. Like, I don't recognize these symbols.
Elon symbols. Yeah,
Elon
I don't know what they are.
For his name,
well, Elon recognizes because he's smart.
It's some kind of autistic thing. He's
right.
Doing. I don't know.
All right. So the Cougs or Duke. Duke is probably going to be number one
Duke's
after back to back losses.
Yeah.
Duke is number one, the number one overall seed
for now.
Okay. The Hunt. They played 180.
Duke's going to cruise through their tournament.
They played 180 conference games in the ACC, how many were against ranked teams?
I've seen this. It's unbelievable. It's like really low. Oh, conference games. It's none?
Zero.
Yeah, it's none.
The SEC had 144 contests. 43 of them were against ranked teams.
Alec is the one who told me this.
43 of them were ranked teams playing each other. How about that? That's how piss poor Duke's schedule. That's how piss poor the ACC is.
By the way,
I mean, it's unbelievable.
Auxerre's name is also Excellency.
Is it? Well, his middle name is Excellency?
Both of them are Excellency.
Yeah, good. Good for them. Good for them. Well, they are. I mean, if you raise two NBA kids, you could call them your Excellency, too.
You're putting a lot of pressure on them, but they
Their first name should have been Your.
Your Excellency?
Your Excellency.
Auxerre.
That would be so sweet.
They are. I mean, Auxerre is kind of the disappointment in the family. I'm being honest.
I don't know. Detroit's pretty damn good.
9.6 points a game, 5 rebounds, 2.3 assists. Ugh, gross.
Yeah, but
3-point shooting, 21%. Like,
since he got there, guess what? They're good.
PER. Yeah, because these kids don't play.
They're
out there trying to win every time. They compete. Yeah. Their middle names are Excellency. They've got no choice.
Thank you. They got
the
no
as far as the Cougs are concerned, I mean, they're going to be where they're going to be. Right now, I'm just waiting for the tournament. And it's kind of been like that the whole year for me. This feels like the Astros, where you just, okay, they're going to get, you know, the Astros, that's like the Astros always going to the Final Four and playing in championship games.
Yeah.
Like, you know, and playing in World Series. But for the Cougs, it's almost like, all right, what does this look like headed into the season? Okay, now I'm just waiting to see it in the tournament. It looks the same way it usually looks to me.
Yeah.
So I just want to see it in a tournament. Now it's a...
Well... I don't know.
It's a tougher conference to get through. There's nothing guaranteed about winning the conference, but it doesn't really matter that much anymore to me. Like if you're a one or two seed, who cares?
Yeah, or three.
You got to fit. One's going to play in theory. One's going to play two anyway. So who cares if you're two or one?
Right, and you just get to wear the dark the white uniforms if you're the one. That's all. So. So we got the Rockets looking really good, the Cougs with a win, and then we had all the NFL news from this week.
The NFL news to me is crazy.
Yeah.
Like I've got I don't have any update. I don't have any notifications on my phone, ESPN or news notifications, anything sports, except I have Underdog. And Underdog, I guess I have notifications turned on, and it tells me instantly about trades and so or signings and all that. And I'm like, I don't even know where. I almost feel like we need to break it here because so much happened from Friday until today. Let's just break it because we've got huge mega extensions that we didn't expect. We've got trades that are going to shake up the draft, frankly, in Pittsburgh and potentially the Raiders, which could have an impact on people's thoughts on Shedeur Sanders, but may not because he's also a Geno Smith is also a short-term guy, but there's a lot of things that happened this weekend in football. This is the most active I've seen it before free agency, and I think what's happened with these, I think we're going to see more and more of this because the contracts are getting so high, the trades, and then Josh Allen had a contract. And I saw the contract number, and all I could think of was, I don't know how the NFL is going to continue on. Like, they're going to keep making their money, and all I could think of was, man, the fans are people who go to games are about to get the living piss kicked out of them because the quarterback salaries are basically doubling within 5 years. They're going to double from 30 to 60 million.
Where they're getting most of their money, though, for these higher salary caps is television money, though.
Well,
Yeah.
New television deals are a lot of money, but they're still.
Now you got Netflix and you got Amazon and you got all of these deals that are really jacking up the salary cap. And you know what? You just got to decide what is your percentage. What is your threshold? What is your quarterback threshold for percentage?
I think the league's going to have to step in on that. You know, the NBA has a max deal. NBA players get paid a ton, but they have max deals.
Well, what they ought to do is have a separate quarterback. I've seen this.
Yeah.
You've got a separate quarterback category, and then you've got the rest of the team. Because if the quarterback has taken up such a high percentage.
Well, it's huge news when Saquon Barkley signs an extension that almost makes him as highly paid as a guard.
Yeah.
It just doesn't make any sense. Yeah. He gets 2 years. Here, you get 2 years. We don't want to overdo this. Here's your 2 years. But you'll almost make as much as Trey Smith, who got his ass kicked in the Super Bowl by your team. Like, that just doesn't make sense. It's just, and the only reason that's happening like that is because quarterback salaries are out of control and wide receivers now. I guess we can say defensive ends based on what we saw over the weekend.
Yeah. Crazy. Geno Smith goes to the Raiders. I guess Tom Brady doesn't love Shador.
Well, I mean, that also could be Geno plays short-term and Shador's behind him.
Maybe.
I mean, because Geno... I don't,
there's no way they use the sixth pick on Shador.
I never have thought that, but if that were the case now, you could see, like, Geno Smith, how old do you think Geno is? He's not ancient by NFL standards, but he's 34. Geno's 34 and will turn 35 during the season. He's not, I mean, he's not exactly, and he's not really a winning quarterback to the extent of his career hasn't just, you know, he's in a better version of Sam Darnold over his career, I guess. And he's certainly been in the league a lot longer. But does that preclude you from what it allows you to do is not take a quarterback in the subpar quarterback draft and allows you to wait till next year to look at that. If you're the Raiders, they got rid of Gardner Minshew. They got a new starter. They traded for Geno Smith. What it allows you to do now is you really don't have to draft a quarterback. Everyone like the Raiders have to. Shador's going there. If the Raiders have to have a quarterback. Well, now they don't.
Yeah,
and they don't have to draft. So if they really like him, they can draft Shador Sanders. They may trade back into the first round to get him. They may draft him in the second. But they could still get him. But also they could say, we don't like this quarterback draft, with which most people don't. And if that's the case, now it lets you string it along another year and maybe even 2 years for what could be, you know, two or three really good quarterbacks in that draft. So that's one. I had Matthew Golden going to the Pittsburgh Steelers in the first round in my mock draft. They traded for DK Metcalf yesterday.
Yep.
I'm not going to put Matthew Golden there the next time I do.
No.
Free agency always changes your mock draft, but now trades are starting to change my perception of where guys will go. So that was DK going to Pittsburgh takes wide receiver, I think, takes wide receiver off the board for Pittsburgh. So it's interesting. Houston, you know, offensive line maybe off the board for the Chicago Bears after their two offensive line trades that they made. The Pittsburgh Steelers took wide receiver off the board in the first round for them. The Raiders may have taken quarterback completely out of the picture for this entire year. Like, there's some
the
things
Texans
that are
may have taken defensive tackle off the board. Well, Sheldon Rankins.
Yeah, I don't feel like it's off the board yet. I feel like I'm still going to keep it there as a need.
Sheldon Rankins is back. That's all right. I don't mind Sheldon Rankins.
No, he's fine.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
He's fine. He's like Mario Edwards.
Yeah.
You know, kind of some similarities in terms of getting up the field and attacking the pocket. You got a guy who can rush from the interior. That's fine. For him, it's always been about staying on the field.
Yeah. All right, we got to break it here. 713-780-3776.
Read a really cool article about Cam Smith. We're going to get to a little later today. This kid, reading about him, who wrote this article? Leah Van. She wrote this article. She's the one that got in big trouble because she's the one from Louisiana. What did she do? Remember when everyone got? Oh, because she's a Ranger fan.
Yeah, she's a Ranger fan,
and she didn't like the Astros. They were cheaters or whatever. And then people found it.
Yeah.
And then she started writing for the Astros and culture, and they're like, oh my God.
For the Chronicle, right? She's a Chronicle writer.
But she wrote a really good sports culture reporter.
Oh, okay.
Because that's a thing now.
Oh.
But it's a really good article. You didn't see it, did you?
On
Cam Smith?
That's it.
This kid is like, he's really, really mature. And our boy Uncle Mike had some favorable things to say.
All right, we'll talk about it on the other side. Right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. But right now I'm talking about Brinkman. Brinkman Quality Roofing. BRINKMANN. You don't stay around for 50 years in the business unless you do it right. And I'm on the website looking at some of the pictures of the roofs that they do. Holy cow, man, they are really, really good. And, you know, it's not solar panels anymore. It's solar shingles. And that is really, really cool because the solar panels, the look on the house, I don't know, a lot of people might not be for or whatever. How about solar shingles? And if you're going to put a new roof on your home, how about it's a little bit more expensive, but when you think about the amount of money that you're going to save over the long haul, it's incredible. It is an incredible deal. I mean, it literally pays for itself. So if you have to re-roof, if you need to, you know, redo your entire roof, think about the solar shingles because it is going to pay in the long run. When you, I mean, talk about improving the value of your home. Holy cow. When you look at the, when somebody's going to buy your house and they look at the energy savings from that roof and how nice it looks as opposed to the solar panels, a lot of people would be turned off by the solar panels. Residential tile roofing, a residential roof repair, roof replacement, shingle installation, ventilation solution, skylight installation, anything they do, plus siding as well. You're looking for the best way to get that new roof, BrinkmanQuality.com, BRINKMANN, 844, a free consultation, 844-215-2841. It's BrinkmanQuality.com.
You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Welcome back here at ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. All right, so this Cam Smith article.
Yeah.
What is it about Cam Smith that we're supposed to
like?
Well,
he's just so, he's so mature.
He is.
You read this, oh my gosh, it's unbelievable. You watch him. How much have you got to see him at the plate?
I've seen him bat about 3 or 4 times.
Yeah, kind of a quiet stroke. Like he's got a compact, quiet swing. Now remember, this is the guy who's a first round pick just this last year. I mean, he's really moving up very, very quickly. He already looks like a big leaguer.
Mm-hmm.
Played at Florida State. On his 22nd birthday, he drew a couple walks in spring training games. Remember the Astros? Blah 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 blah. He's very disciplined and focused in his at-bats, is what this talks about. But it's his ability to play. This article talks about his ability to play in big stages. On the big stage is one of the reasons that the Astros, or that the Cubs drafted him where they did. He had 11 walks in 8 games during the postseason for the, you know, for the, on their trip to the College World Series. and he talked about his, how he approaches the game. Now, listen, does this sound like a 22-year-old? He said, I like to be chill, so before every game, I listen to Bob Marley and I meditate. He said, I take 10 minutes to meditate in my quiet room. In the 2023 in the Cape Cod League, that's how I found my routine before games and in batting practice, slowing my heart rate down. Like, this is not something that a 22-year-old typically says. It's something that a veteran
it's
would
pretty
say.
Cool.
He said, he said, she said, it's not just the music and meditation. Smith's batting practice is also simple and maybe even boring to the average observer, and it doesn't involve hitting home runs. He said, in batting practice, you're focusing on hitting low-line drives. It turns into big things in the game. Think small and big things will happen. If you can control how far off the ground the ball gets off the bat in batting practice, I mean, you're money in the game. And I'm just like, who is – and all I can think of when I'm hearing this, I'm like, this sounds like something – Michael Brantley would say. It sounds like something a professional hitter would say.
No. I just read that the other day, as a matter of fact. There was a great hitter that said that you don't hit home. You don't hit.
No.
You want to hit line drive.
Line
Barry
drive.
Bonds.
Well, you hit down on
Barry
the ball.
I think it was Barry. He said you just hit line drives in batting practice, and then you and the ball will naturally lift itself. If you're trying to lift it in batting practice,
no,
you're
don't
doing
want
it
to
wrong.
Do that.
You're doing it wrong.
And I read. My dad gave me a book called The Art of Hitting 300 back when I was a kid. It was Ted Williams, and it was really, really interesting read. Even at that time. Even though I'd probably get more out of it, you know, when I was an adult. And then I used to just voraciously take in anything I could about Tony Gwynn because Gwynn had a great mindset. Well, Michael Brantley weighed in, and he said he's a really polished kid from the mental side already. He talks well beyond his years, and it's very impressive. He looks good, very simple, clean swing, and I'm excited to see what the Astros have for him in the future. He played 34 games in the minor league, including 8 with AA Birmingham Barons, recording 1,004 OPS, 7 home runs, 5 doubles, and 4 triples. He said, I can't sit here and lie to you and say I'm not nervous every single at-bat because I am. I'm pretty much shaking. If you look closely, my hands are going to be probably shaking because I love this game and I love the people around me, so I want to make everybody proud. We got one. I'm so glad we got rid of Kyle Tucker. And got this guy. We upgraded our Kyle Tucker.
We kind of
we had
did.
A Kyle Tucker lease.
We kind of
and
did.
Now we got a new car And it may not, you know, we may not see the results year one, but I think what we did is we just hit reset on our Kyle Tucker stats.
It's like installing solar shingles on your roof. Okay. It may not pay off right now, but in the long run, look at your bills.
We got to keep Kyle. Help. We're trying to win a World Series. How about getting a Cam Smith?
Yeah.
Would you like a Cam Smith that'll be a dude for the next
We hope.
Well, he'll be a dude for the next six years.
By the way, Kyle Tucker, his first 20 at-bats with the Cubs, do you know how many hits he had?
Zero.
Zero.
I know.
He finally hit a home run yesterday.
I know.
He's terrible.
I don't wish bad things on him. Speaking of that, Garrett Cole looks like he has a Tommy John surgery coming.
yeah.
But I don't wish. I hope he and Bregman do fine. That's fine. I got no ill will toward either one of those guys. But I was deeply in favor of moving Kyle Tucker, so you could find a guy like this. This is how you reset with a new core. Is if you do a good job of evaluating, and it looks like they hit a home run with Cam Smith. I mean, I know it's spring training, but just reading that article, I really felt some type of way about him. I just thought, man. This guy feels like Michael Brantley. He feels really mature. And then Michael Brantley saying that exact stuff and then talking about when Michael Brantley's talking about how clean your swing is and all that stuff. Oh, you can't get a better.
No.
You can't get a better approval.
No. That's the best endorsement you can get. Michael Brantley swing? Holy crap.
Well, Michael Brantley's saying that you've got a great
Yes,
swing.
That's a Brantley endorsement, that your swing is sweet. Yes. Okay, sweet. No, I can't wait for Cam Smith. That'll be fun. It's going to take a little while. Everybody's going to have to relax because they do. It pisses guys off. I should be up at the big league level, but you'll get over it. You got 6 years to steam, you got 6.5 years to steam. The organization can make up with you.
Well, it does
kind of piss you off.
They can give you
I could start the regular season right now with the big team. Should start the regular season with the big team, but you're going to hold me back so that you get more time.
Let me ask you something. If this is going to be a key piece this year, let's think about this for a second. I mean, maybe if you're really serious about trying to compete for a championship, which, you know, I think it's probably over, but you never know. It really depends a lot on the health of pitching staff and the bounce back of certain players. But is it crazy to think, well, let's just get him integrated into the lineup as quickly as possible. Let's just start him with the big team, instead of trying to weasel another extra year out of it on a technicality. Like, maybe your best chance to win with Jose Altuve still here is to just go ahead and play him from the very beginning, because wins may be tougher to come by this year. You might not want to give anything away with a lesser lineup, because it looks like with Cam Smith, your lineup is better. I mean, it's just spring.
Yeah.
But the kid is bombed away in the minor leagues, just bombed away already. He has good size. He looks the part. He's got the mentality. I think Jim Crane and his staff should strongly consider saying, you know what, fans, we're with you. And we're gonna make this move because we think it makes the team better for the entire year. We're not going to wait a certain time so we can try to save money with an extra year of arbitration, basically. We're going to get him up here now and give us the best chance to win this year. You say you're trying to win. You're making moves like you're trying to hang on. Then let's have our
starting his clock is not going to cost you other than in the long run. Long run, it'll cost you maybe a half a season.
Yeah, cost you half a season.
But you also get the possibility that if he's rookie of the year, that you get another draft pick out of it. So
yeah,
there is that. But they're not going to do it. They're gonna bring him.
You think so?
Yeah, I think they're going to wait.
Man, I would find any way I could to get him. I would try to figure out how you're going to get him into the lineup now.
Well, yeah. I mean,
the way is Paredes the second. Cam Smith third.
It's the baseball way. Even superstars, they wait till the Super 2.
Not always. The Gleyber Torres?
No. It's rare.
Young, like those 19, some of those guys, other teams don't. The Astros do, though.
The Astros do.
And the Astros under Jim Crane have every single time. Yeah. Other than Carlos. No, yeah, Carlos did too.
Carlos
right.
did too.
He came up with the White Sox in the summer. That's right. In the White Sox game.
In 15, in the middle of the year. Yep. And, right. and then they ended too. Up in the playoffs.
George was. Carlos was.
George was forever.
Bregman was, right, in 15? Or did Bregman... Was Bregman directly with the team in 16? Was it 16? I think 16 was his first year.
Thank you. And it was beginning of the season.
He started at the beginning of the season.
Because he was terrible. I think it was the beginning of the season. All right, 6:31 ESPN.
And he came from college. Well, so did George. But George was a matter of they weren't ready. Why waste his year?
No, right.
They weren't ready. But see, maybe he goes. I'm pretty sure you're right. I think Bregman was a fool.
We got a break. Taqueria's around us. We still got What Have You Learned This Weekend in One Sentence, brought to you by Game Day Men's Health. That'll come your way.
Nope.
In about 13 minutes.
49 games.
He came in 49 games.
Well, he played 49 games that year. Was there an injury? I don't remember there being an injury. He only played 49 games his first year.
In 16?
Yeah.
Really? Wow. No, I don't think it was an injury. I think they brought him up late. Well, time to talk about Taqueria Sarandis.
Yeah, and Taqueria Sarandis, their breakfast tacos. I had somebody reach out yesterday, said he went in and brought the whole, and this is exactly what I was talking about. He said he brought he's in charge of bringing breakfast in for the meetings they have for the company. So he said he went and got 24 breakfast tacos. Like, you were in line. They were unbelievable. The chorizo was his favorite, and it's one of my favorites as well. But, you know, you can have them add bacon to it if you want to just do something a little funky. Chorizo is meat already, but you can have them add bacon. You can get it whatever way you like, but they've got breakfast tacos ready to roll. You order them, you come in, they're wrapped up in a foil, and they're ready to go. And they're not gigantic breakfast tacos, so you can have, you know, two or three different tacos, different flavors, and you're going to be good for the morning. I promise you that if you want to be the hero and bring those sack of breakfast tacos and potato, maybe you don't eat meat, you want potato and egg, they can do that for you as well. I can tell you this, though. If you want to stop in for a breakfast, whether it's, you know, today or on the weekend or whenever, they've got big, hearty breakfast that if you want to eat that big breakfast and then, you know, skip lunch and wait till dinner, oh, you can definitely do that with some of their big, hearty breakfasts they have, and they are delicious. The Huevos Divorciados, which has the green sauce on one egg and the red sauce on the other. Divorciados, that's what that means. That's one of my favorite breakfast dishes they have as well. So stop in for breakfast. I'm concentrating on breakfast right now, but don't forget, they are going to be a spot where you want to watch your March Madness or conference championship games if you're a big hoops fan. Because in their bars, they turn it into a sports bar where your games are going to be on TV. You get to tell them what you want to watch, and you post up with your boys and have beers and food and fun at any of the Taqueria Sarandis locations around Houston. Search for them online at taqueriasarandis.com.
You are listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
All right, welcome back. We still got in 8 minutes. We're playing What Did You Learn This Weekend in One Sentence. 8 minutes. So this is going to be a quick segment. If you want to get in a hurry, let's go. What Did You Learn This Weekend in One Sentence is 8 minutes away. You get one sentence to tell us something that happened this weekend. It doesn't have to be about sports. It could be about anything. And you got to tell us what it was in one sentence, okay? So we fly through them. If you're not on right away, don't worry. The phone lines will open up and you can get in. Chris is here. Let's get him in here. Chris, what's going on?
Hey, what's up, guys? I have three quick topics I wanted to address. One is thank you to Lance. Full disclosure, I collect baseball cards. Don't judge me, Lance. I know you used to as a kid. We send in the little thing and get the thing back years later, you know, for one card that we wanted. But back in October, you talked about Amen Thompson, and so I started buying some Amen Thompson cards and hit the gold mine. And then about 2 weeks ago, you talked about Cam Smith. And I'm like, man, I don't really know Cam Smith is. So I invested in some Cam Smith, and boy, it's paying dividends. So I wanted to thank you for that. That's part of my gambling addiction is baseball cards. But I did have a question. Like, so Ime Udoka, like, John, I think it's kind of funny how you think that the bottom five guys on the bench, like YMCA, like along came Polly, where, you know, those guys are on the court, like rushing each other up. But I wanted to see, like, Is Ime going to address why he's playing Amen so late, and why it's not Cam Whitmore and Reed Shepard and those guys, or do you think it'll just be something he brushes under the rug? I didn't know if it's like Texans news conferences where those guys get to ask a lot of questions to the head coach. But like D'Amico, is it that way with Ime? Do we get those kind of press conferences where we get sound?
This is friendly media.
And I'll hang up.
No one's going to ask something that They want to be friends with Ime.
No, I think that's a legitimate question. Why was he out there that late?
I think it's a legitimate question. I don't know that I'd be crazy about answering it.
I didn't see the whole press conference, but I would imagine it was addressed.
I don't know that I'd...
Do you regret playing him that late?
No, he's just going to say, no, it's basketball. That could happen at any point in a game.
Yeah, but...
He's not going to say, yeah, I shouldn't have done that. You think he's going to say, I shouldn't have done that?
Well, I don't know if those words would come out of his mouth, but... Yeah, that kind of sucks, you know. Maybe he shouldn't have been out there. Maybe.
Nah, there's no way he's that.
Probably wouldn't say that.
He won't say that. And I think the media will try to be friends with him. We got a pretty friendly little media here.
No, yeah, we
people
do.
Who ask questions.
And plus the guys that travel with him on the road, they got to see him every day and whatnot. Asking, but that's a legitimate question.
No, but John.
In a blowout.
When it used to just be newspapers, you would get those questions from Jonathan because they're. Like they come from a school of journalism. That's a question you have to ask. Fans are talking about it. Michael Murphy might ask. That's way back in the day. But Jonathan Fagan, who just recently retired, he would ask a question like that.
I would imagine somebody asked the question. I haven't seen the whole press conference, but I would imagine someone's asked, hey, why was he out there that late? I mean, not that way, but do you regret playing him in a blowout? Now, I mean, as he goes off the floor. Listen, this is not like we're inventing, like we're reshaping water here. It's been a long time. When it's a blowout, you take your starters out. This has been going on a long time.
Yeah. Well, you can't play Reed Sheppard because Reed Sheppard has a fracture in his right thumb. Is going to be out for a month.
Mm-hmm. Well, so, there you go.
So he can't play.
So somebody's got to play, right? You know,
we got that.
There's guys named
the other day we had a
Nate Williams and some guy named Dante on the floor, and yeah, you started them, but you won't play them in a blowout.
Yeah.
They started the other day against Oklahoma City, but you won't play them in a blowout. Okay. By the way, yeah, I went to the Oklahoma City game on Friday night.
Oh, that's got to be cool. So you got to see the MVP, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, one of the best young bigs, one of the most dynamic young stretch fours in Chet Holmgren. This is like, wow, that's a pretty cool game.
Yeah, I didn't get to see either of them because the only game in my life that I've ever gone in Oklahoma City, they both sat. Load management. Load freaking management. This is Dell's thing.
You got. I know, okay? Dell's been trying to.
All right. No. Listen, his era, this era of player, they think it's okay to load man. Do you think Michael Jordan would have sat on a Friday night? I brought Charlie, who's 2 years old.
Palillo?
My granddaughter.
Yep.
And she's 2 years old. That's her first game. She's never seen
she's
Shai.
She's not going to get to see Shai.
She didn't get to see Shai. Her only game ever. And she didn't get to see Shai.
It's a real shame she didn't get to see someone manipulate the rules to get to the foul line 15 times. It's a real shame. It's a real shame she didn't get to see some guy manipulate the rules to get to the foul line 15 times. It's a real shame she didn't get to see that. That ain't real hoops.
That's hoops.
That ain't real hoops.
All right. So she didn't.
She's better off. She probably saw real hoops. I'm sure Kaysen Wallace put on a great performance.
I'll tell you who I was impressed with was Scoot. Scoot was balling on Friday night. Yeah, I was like, wow. I mean, they hung tough for three quarters, and then they got blown out. But, Scoot had himself a nice little night. I'm just load management. This generation.
Sorry, they had to. They had a bigger game the next night.
Yeah, I know. Well.
They had to play the, actually, I don't know. I think, actually, no, they played the Nuggets last night, so they just didn't want to play.
They just didn't feel like playing.
It's fine. It's the Blazers.
You think Michael Jordan would ever do that?
I can't find
him. No, he would have gambled.
Yeah. he would have had a bet on himself.
And been hungover and then played.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Breaking it here. What did you learn this weekend in one sentence? Brought to you by Game Day Men's Health. Game Day Men's Health is where you get your testosterone on. And you get a whole lot more. Okay? So when we come back. What did you learn this weekend in one sentence? You get one sentence to tell us something that you learned. Right now, though, we got Zadig Jewelers.
And Zadig Jewelers is the solution to so many of your problems. If you're looking for, you want to find that perfect gift for your wife or your girlfriend, Zadig Jewelers, always going to be a hit. Always a hit. It could be a simple ear, simple, you know, as earrings, and they, where they want to give you one of the coolest sets of earrings that, that, you know, one of the hot types of trends or styles or designs. They'll give it to you. They'll understand it. You want to go big and go with the a tennis bracelet? They've got that for you. You're looking for a diamond engagement ring? You want to get married? They are the spot. In the upstairs, they have 28,000 square feet of room, and the upstairs is dedicated completely to the bridal experience. So if you are one of those guys who you say, look, I'm not going to try to surprise my girl. I want to go in and have her pick out the ring that she likes, then take her to Zadig Jewelers, go upstairs, and they'll run through the whole process. If you don't want to bring her in, you want to surprise her, go to Zadig Jewelers, and they'll help you plan that whole setup so that you hit a home run with that big day. I mean, they do everything. Zadig is incredible. I love the owners over there. I love the Zadig family. And I think you're going to love shopping over there. If you love luxury watches, I mean, you're not going to find anything better than Zadig Jewelers. I promise you that. It is number one in the state. Zadig Jewelers, Zadig.com at 1801 Post Oak Boulevard at Zadig.com.
You are listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
All right, welcome back here. ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. What did you learn this weekend on One Sentence? 713. I forgot to give out the phone number. So some of you are sitting there going, well, who do I call? Well, it's 713-780-3776. There's one line open, and then that'll be taken up. But as soon as somebody gets off, you call 713-780-3776 and get in here and tell us something that you learned this weekend. Here's what I learned this weekend. I learned this weekend that French women protests are this generation's National Geographic, only with white women.
Okay. I didn't see, but now I'm curious. I'll have to Google that because I know what that typically... When you talk about National Geographic, there's only one thing that means.
When we were kids, National Geographic is where you went. Right.
Some sneaky stuff.
Right. What sneaky. Right. Well, it's the... You didn't see the protest, the French protest?
I'm going to Google it.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to
Google it.
And it's not the first time they've done this, but it's not great either. 713-780-3776. Let's go. What did you learn this weekend? Brought to you by Game Day Men's Health. Apollo was first in. What's up, Apollo?
Sports, fellas, double ride. What I learned this weekend is while John was worried about National Geographic, the United States created a strategic Bitcoin reserve. Prepare accordingly.
Yep.
Oh, this is our Bitcoin guy.
Yeah, Bitcoin. Yeah. You can
appreciate the call.
Yeah, yeah.
Prepare
that's it is interesting. It is interesting to see.
They don't really exist, but it kind of exists in your mind.
Right. Bitcoin is like Coke now. It is. It's really crypto. It should be crypto, not. It's like Kleenex.
Right. Right.
Kleenex is tissue, but it should be tissue. But everybody calls it Kleenex. 713-780-3776. Let's go. Get in here. Mito. What's up, Mito?
Hey, I learned if I stay over at my ex-wife's house one weekend and her second baby daddy stays over the next weekend, your ex-father-in-law is going to be pissed at her. Oof.
The ex-father-in-law is going to be pissed at her. Okay.
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 Yeah, it is what it is.
Yeah.
It's not complicated. It's not Mito's business.
It's Mito's dad.
The ex-father-in-law. The girl's dad.
Oh.
Is mad at the girl.
Oh, I gotcha.
Or maybe Mito, I don't know.
Yeah.
But I know what happened. The father-in-law wasn't happy. The ex-wife's dad wasn't happy. That happens.
Yeah. The ex-dad, the new...
I learned that I would wake up to a text from Sebastian saying he was coming home at 12:30 p.m. from watching UFC, and he's...
AM,
and he was struggling because he was having a hard time processing Alex Pereira's loss. He said he was having a hard time processing.
That's why he was coming home at 12:30.
Processing his loss. Yeah.
That's why he was coming.
Nice try. He also called him and Mason dumb and dumber yesterday whenever we were playing games as a family, which always devolves on everyone yelling at
each other. Yeah, right. I've played games with your family before.
We try to have fun. Yeah, you saw it, but it's gotten way worse. We try to have fun. It's game night.
It's not way worse than it was.
Yeah, it's worse. Maddie's like, she said, she starts screaming, Sebastian, you idiot! At the end, she said, you idiot.
Oh,
and he's
no.
screaming at her, and I'm like, and my wife's just sitting there. She just wants us so bad to be able to do things fun as a family. And it's just not possible. It's just not in the cards.
All right. That's all. One sentence is all you were supposed to get. 713-780-3776. Larry, what'd you learn this weekend in one sentence? Brought to you by Game Day Men's Health.
Since the year 2000, there have been 33 number one seeds that made the Final Four and 19 number two seeds that made the Final Four.
All right. He just learned that.
33 one seeds and 19 two seeds.
So it is much better to be a one.
A one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and generally, you're a better team as a one.
Well, you are one of the top teams in the country if you're a one, right? Yeah.
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 That makes perfect sense.
Yeah.
Since when did he say that? What was the date?
I don't remember.
Since 2000.
Since 2000.
Uh-huh.
33. So it's basically, it's 1 in 30 years.
Yeah.
Right around there.
That's about what
right
I would have thought.
Well, I guess so, yeah.
You
yeah.
learned it, but that's like right. the math checks out.
Daniel, what did you learn this weekend in one sentence?
I learned that at the rodeo, if you have a game with a balloon that pops and sounds like a gunshot, it's probably not a good idea.
No.
Oh, wow.
Wow. A balloon that pops. I heard there was a fight at the rodeo. A big fight at the rodeo.
Really?
Yeah.
Not a surprise.
Yeah.
On senior skip day, I read that on senior skip day, kids went down to the beach and somebody started firing guns or something and everyone flipped out. And
well, yeah, don't do pop a balloon now. at an event. That's like yelling fire, isn't it?
But popping a balloon is like you've been doing that for every fair ever. You throw darts at a balloon and it pops.
No, that's true.
It's not like, but I guess we're a little more on edge now.
Well, but was it in the rodeo? Because you don't expect the
fair.
Balloon darts. That's not, no, in the rodeo.
Well, he means the games.
No,
are you sure?
No. I'm not sure. He said don't bring a balloon.
In the rodeo.
In the rodeo.
Yeah,
he didn't say at the fair.
Okay, yeah, at the fair, maybe it's not a big deal. It's too loud anyway. And you're spending thousands of dollars on your games and funnel cakes or whatever.
713-780-3776. Hurry in here.
What the hell?
And get in. Let's go.
I'm working on Trilltown this week.
Oh, you are?
Getting us food, yeah.
Well, let's go.
Colin, I'm
Keith,
waiting for Colin.
What'd you learn this weekend in one sentence?
I learned this weekend that after watching A Real Pain with Kieran Culkin, it was a wonderful movie, and Jennifer Grey from the original Dirty Dancing is in the movie.
Wait, what?
Wow.
Where was Jennifer Grey?
She had to be a mom of somebody. She had to be a mom or an aunt.
Hold on a second. Was she one of the ones who was in that...
I didn't see A Real Pain. I watched the first few minutes, but I'm going to watch it. I'm going to watch it.
Oh, she wasn't. Well, she must have been one of the... Oh, my gosh. I know who she is now. I didn't realize that was her.
Yeah. Well, I didn't realize...
She was hot. I mean, she was She was an older lady in this, but she's like...
Well, I didn't realize Demi Moore was in Landman either until I thought... I didn't know that was Demi Moore for the longest time.
I have not seen Landman.
You haven't seen Landman?
People have said good things.
It's good. It's good.
I haven't seen... I saw 1923 has another season. And I like the first one.
1823.
Yeah, 18.
No.
No, it's 1923.
There's 1883.
1886?
1883 has another...
There's 1883, and then there's 1920-something. I don't know.
Yeah, that's the one that has the second season.
Which one? 1880?
I think the one with...
No. The one with...
The one with
Harrison Ford.
The one with Han Solo.
Or Harrison Ford.
Game Day Men's Health, bringing you, what did you learn this week in one sentence? Let's get Isaac in here. Hey, Isaac.
Hey, what's up, fellas? I learned that Alex Pereira may have the greatest walk-in of all time.
I didn't see his walk-in, did you see
it? I didn't get to see it. No, I didn't get to watch it. There were some streaming issues on...
No.
Yeah, on ESPN Plus, there were some streaming issues. I didn't get to see it. But my sons watch it all the time. Somehow they're able to watch it.
But they're not going to come home till late because
Pereira's,
they're having to
because they had to process his loss.
Yeah.
Sebastian told me a terrible day striking, his worst day striking as a pro. I'm like, are you sure? He goes, yeah, I'm
Who
sure.
Who beat him?
Amagomev. I can't remember his first name. But
did Gaethje win?
Yeah. But yeah. He didn't knock him out, so no one cares.
Well, what do you mean he didn't care?
Because underdog, we needed a knockout.
Oh, you did?
We needed a finish, yeah.
Oh.
We needed a finish to hit number three.
Well, that was a tough knockout, bro. I mean, that dude was the favorite.
I know. Justin Gaethje, though, hit him with, well, are you sure?
Yes.
I think it was close.
Yeah, no, I know he was. Justin I was watching.
Him,
I was.
Justin knocked him down with the, did you see the shot
no.
where he knocked him down with an uppercut? I thought that would finish him, but apparently it didn't.
Right after the game that I was watching, I think it was Duke North Carolina. They came on with the pregame, uh-huh. and it was and Gaethje was the underdog.
Oh wow,
yeah.
Justin's tough.
Yeah. All right, that was you guys were pretty weak today. I got to tell you that I wasn't very impressed with you. I got no Tom on a mobile.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
Is he okay?
I mean, we haven't had Irv. When was the last time? I might have hurt his feelings at the Christmas party.
You did go after him pretty good.
I might have hurt his feelings I might have hurt Jason's feelings at the golf tournament. I might have done that when I said he needed like a lot more of the men's game day men's help.
Yeah, you really went over the top against some of these people who support your show.
It's all in fun.
Stand up, look at him. Does this look like a guy who would ever be able to have sex with a woman? Whatever you say, it's like so out of pocket.
We're having fun. That's all. See, we haven't heard.
I didn't recognize Jennifer.
That's her.
She's in.
She had a little work done, but yeah.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's Hollywood.
And she's older.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But she's in a real.
No,
game.
It doesn't look like her.
Well, they've been saying that since Dirty Dancing when she had her. She had a nose job at like age 22.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
But
she was in. I didn't realize that was her in a real pain.
Okay, so
you know what I learned today?
What?
She was in a real pain. I learned it from Keith.
Oh yeah, I know. I learned that today too. I was this old when I learned that.
When I learned that too.
Yeah. So what are you doing April 24th through the 27th? I know what you're doing.
Stuff. Yeah.
No.
I'll be in L.A.
Oh, you will be.
Yeah.
Oh well, I'll be at the Chevron Championship.
Oh, are you going to be here?
I'm going to be here for the Chevron Championship. Yeah, I am. I was a starter a couple of years ago, but the Chevron Championship is cool. The Chevron Championship, guys.
Do you have, can I see your tee time? Well, you know, where the starter checks your receipts.
Did you
check their receipts?
I didn't check their receipts.
Are you sitting in a cart?
I actually gave them their cards.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. I was the one that gave them their cards that they have to give to each other. You don't keep your own score card. Someone else keeps it for you. One of the other players keeps it for you. So I was there. I was very impressed. I got to tell you, they can play. They're really, really good. They've got star power. Lily Avu's coming back. Nelly Korda is going to be here. It's the first major of the year for the women, and it's right here in our fair city. Well, it's in the Woodlands, so it's easy to get to. If you're looking for a great, great 4 days of entertainment, April 24th through the 27th. The Woodlands, the Nicklaus course is beautiful. If you've never been out there, that's something to go see. And these women playing is something to go see. They are really, really good. And it's a lot closer to how we play, guys, than the men. It's a lot closer, okay? They hit the ball about as far or even a little bit further than we do, but not stupid like the men. It is great entertainment, and it's right here. TheChevronChampionship.com. Tickets on sale now. TheChevronChampionship.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.